taking the checkered flag and the milk. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, and we are just days away now from the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500, where winners don't just take the checkered flag, they take the milk. This year's rookies were celebrated Tuesday by American Dairy Association Indiana, and C.J. Miller has the story.
This year's fastest rookie is Mick Schumacher, driving the number 47 Honda for Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. He'll start from 27th at the Brickyard on Sunday. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that drinking an ice-cold bottle of milk as the winner of the Indy 500 is the biggest part of the post-race celebration.
It's a great tradition. It's an amazing thing to do, and if you're lucky to do it, it means you did everything right that day.
Rookie Dennis Hauger drives the number 19 car for Dale Coyne Racing and will start 29th.
I don't think I ever go a day without drinking milk, so it's very common in Norway, and that's what I grew up with.
Jacob Abel, the third rookie in this year's 500, drives the number 51 car for Abel Motorsports and will start 30th. He says he wants one specific kind of milk if he takes the checkered flag.
I'm a whole milk guy. You know, I love whole milk. You know, got all that protein in it. I'm a big fan of coffee, big latte guy. Always want the whole milk in there. So I'm always getting whole milk. Love whole milk.
The fourth and final rookie, Kyle Collette, had originally qualified 10th, but was disqualified after his car failed a post-qualifying inspection. Collette drives the number 4 car for AJ Foyt Racing and will now start 32nd in Sunday's race. He and the other rookies also took part in another tradition at the rookie luncheon, milking a dairy cow from the Purdue Dairy Club named Bertha.
It was my first time ever milking a cow, and was just super nice and really a fun experience for all the rookies to do that. It's really cool.
Whomever wins the Indy 500 will be greeted with that ice-cold bottle of milk in Victory Circle by Steuben County dairy farmer Ashley Stockwell, this year's veteran milk person.
To be a third-generation dairy farmer and to be on national stage and represent 700 Indiana dairy farm families, and then be able to represent all the dairy farmers nationwide, especially the female farmers, and be an example for my daughter. To be able to do that, it's really honoring and humbling, represent our community, our farm. You know, it does take a lot of effort and hard work. You know, as dairy farmers, we are 24/7, just as IndyCar is. And so be the face of dairy for the Indy 500, and where two worlds collide, you know, I'm honored and excited to be able to do that.
Check out our video from this year's Fastest Rookie Luncheon, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. It's at HoosierAgToday.com, also at Hoosier Ag Today's YouTube channel and Facebook page. I'm C.J. Miller.
More now from the track in the annual rookie celebration. Yes, it's only May, but I can tell you're already thinking about that delicious milkshake at the Indiana State Fair. Okay, maybe that's not exactly what was on your mind just this moment, but if you weren't thinking about it before, you are now.
It's always funny. At the rookie celebration, we always debut, and people go crazy for to learn about what the new milkshake is at the dairy bar.
American Dairy Association Indiana CEO Jenny Browning has the big reveal.
Blue raspberry will be the new milkshake at the dairy bar at the state fair.
This farm broadcaster tried the blue raspberry shake and can tell you it's absolutely delicious.
Kids love blue raspberry, right? That sour is very popular. So it has a little bit of sour, but it's also sweet. And it's a little bit of a vanilla, but a nice, what I would say, finish, because it doesn't have any aftertaste. So I really feel like it would be refreshing on some of those 80, 90 degree weather days at the state fair.
Joining the blue raspberry shake on the dairy bar menu will be this year's featured grilled cheese, the Big Dill.
It has a little bit of dill pickle, a little bit of dill seasoning on sourdough bread, and gouda and cheddar.
You'll also be able to check out the big cheese sculpture inside the Mercantile Building at the fairgrounds. This year's Indiana State Fair runs August 7th through the 23rd. And will be closed Mondays. We can't wait to see you there. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.